Neve Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neve's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit nevesolicitors.co.uk. Neve Solicitors, your complete legal solution.
Welcome to The Parents Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. I'm Lydia Elcourie.
And I'm Cathy Weston.
Now, tonight we're going to give you every possible solution to get your family organised.
Yeah, it's a big promise.
It is a big promise.
Let's face it, we all need it. Because I think with the return to school, Lydia, it's just people are overwhelmed often because, and it is often the case that it's the mum has to organise the entire household. And we all know what that entails. You know, sorting out many different lives, schedules, getting the kids to school, remembering every morning what they have to bring. You know, it's endless. And I think we're just exploring tonight, are there systems out there that can help us? Do other people have tips and the strategies, really, for coping?
And what kind of products are out there as well to get the job done properly? I mean, we normally ask listeners to tell us what shows they want to do so that we can gear it towards listeners. But I have to say, this show is for us because we're so disorganised.
Yeah, we're desperate.
We're desperate for solutions. So it's a completely selfish show. But if you have questions out there, drop a message on Facebook. We're keeping an eye on it all the time. Or give us a call, 01727 839 926, and we'll put your questions to our experts this evening.
Yeah, we're going to be, I mean, I also wanted to say, if anyone has any great tips, then do Facebook us and we'll read them out, because we're looking for solutions tonight. We're going to be joined in the show by two great knowledgeable ladies, one of whom is Sarah Sadler, who is the head of Organised Mums. It's a website online full of products which can help us get organised. And we'll also be speaking to Jenny from PA Angels. And Jenny is a parent of a six-year-old, but also happens to be an expert on basically organising people's lives. And finally, we'll be speaking to Alison Fox, who's been on before, one of the founders of Mum's Guide to Harpenden, to tell us how we organise our children's extracurricular time and hobbies. And last, by no means least, we're going to be joined by local parent Rowena, who's in the studio with us this evening to talk about different apps and different IT solutions. Isn't that right, Lyd?
That's the idea indeed. Well, just how you get your phone to work for you, because there's so many apps out there. How do you know which ones to pick and how can you get your life a little bit more together? You know, and I have to say we have left out one section, which is food, because dinners, we think, I mean, we'll
and
touch on it.
Meal planning,
we will touch on it. But I think we actually need to dedicate an entire show on how to get your head around it. We'll mention it here and there, but we'll concentrate on another show because it's a minefield.
Yeah. Okay.
Great. Okay, so first up, we're going to be talking to Jenny. Thanks a million for joining us. And you're from PA Angels.
I am, yes.
Tell us a little bit about the services you provide, Jenny.
Yeah, well, also PA and admin support. Sales and marketing assistance for small and medium businesses, but it's easily transferable to families as well.
So tell us, how flexible is the service?
Well, we can offer it on either an ad hoc basis, so, you know, literally, you know, an hour or, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours, or on a retainer basis. So you can use us as little or as often as you like.
And Jenny, tell us a little bit, if people aren't quite sure what a PA does, and I know you're a mum as well.
Tell us
a little bit what the role of a PA is. What actually can you do, and what's it like for you as a mum as well? Do you use the systems that you operate during the day?
I do very much indeed, yes. I do love a list. So lists are always good. Mapping out the week and the day, really, on fitting in the clients I can between 9:30 and 3 whilst he's at school.
So in addition to sort of managing other people's businesses or working lives, you know, you have got your own schedule.
Yeah.
And so say, take us through how it would work. Would you say sit down on a Sunday night and plan the entire week on paper?
I do a bit of both, really, to be honest. I do like a pen and paper because it's quite nice to just have it, you know, down in black and white. But I do use a smartphone as well, and use my laptop as well. So, you know, all good tools, really. But I think, you know, generally you need to just have a good system in place to be able to, you know, work out what you need. A PA can, you know, sort of pretty much sort of release time for the family. Obviously their time is important and an expensive commodity, so releasing their time to be able to spend time with the family. A lot of wives or partners end up doing the PA type stuff, you know, the diary management, invoicing, etc. for their partners. So that's something else that we could, you know, possibly take off their hands as well.
Well, I've already planned what my Christmas present is this year. Some of your time.
How can you tell us on a practical level how that works, Jenny? Like, if it's a, if it's, how does the business model transfer to a household?
Well, I think it's very easily transferable. You know, a household is a you know, pretty much a business as well at the end of the day, and it's only a case of, you know, sitting down and working out what the person needs from your support, really. So if they need you to do X, Y and Z, sort their insurance, their utilities, then it's just, you know, taking all of that off of their time to, for them to be able to do the things that they want to do with their family.
Do you also advise what kind of IT systems or apps that, that families could use to kind of maintain it themselves in between? Or how does that
work? Absolutely. I mean, it's certainly, you know, certainly a possibility. And again, it's something I think I, you know, we sort of discuss on an individual basis with, you know, with the people I was talking to and what they needed as a solution.
And Jenny, your services are well priced. You know, people can use you, as you said, on an ad hoc basis, an hourly rate, or they can pay for your services on a day rate or in a big chunk of time. So say, people need you for a very busy period of time.
And yeah, because sometimes it only needs, you know, someone to sort of like literally, you know, sit down and maybe give them a little bit of guidance as to where they need to, you know, sort of be aiming at, really. And, you know, that could literally just be on a on an hour. Or if they needed somebody on a weekly or monthly basis, then, you know, that could be worked out as well, really.
And are there any particular IT systems you use or yourself as a parent? Or particular apps that you'd recommend?
Not particular apps, but I mean, I do use the smartphone, probably like everybody else, really, to organise my schedule on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen someone this week was showing me, she sort of syncs it with her husband, who's got the same phone.
Yes,
so if they put in one, I mean, it's a very clever idea, isn't it? You just sort of are able to make those joint appointments and things.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think, you know, that's definitely, I need to, I actually write in my husband's diary things to, he's a bit old school, he likes the written word, so I write it in his diary as to when he needs to do things. keep him in check.
And Jenny, can you tell us, what would be, if you were to give us a couple of tips for people who are starting into a stressful period of the year, if you've got school starts, all that kind of stuff, Christmas on the horizon, what would you give us a couple of tips for how to get through this period in a less stressful way and a more organised way, ideally?
Well, I think, you know, as I said earlier, really, just I know it's sort of easy to say, but being organised, really. As I said, I do like to have a list. I think it's, you know, really important just to put everything down that you need to do to be able to work through that, because otherwise it's more daunting if it's all in your head. Oh my God, where do I start? And just think ahead to what you need obviously with the Christmas coming up, as you say.
So Jenny, would you normally plan sort of months in ahead, weeks ahead?
I normally plan a couple of, you know, literally, months ahead probably, definitely.
I think the complication with families is different children, different schedules, the week is different, mother's work, you know, everything is so much to juggle and manage.
Absolutely, but, I mean, I've, you know, as you said earlier, I've got a six-year-old son, he goes to school, plus running a business and various different clients, so I think it's sort of really a case of literally, you know, mapping that out and working out when you need to to get those things, you know, into your diary and scheduled, really.
So, Jenny, if people want to avail, you may hear from me tomorrow, of your services, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, we've got a website. It's pa-angels.co.uk.
Brilliant. Okay, and so all the options are on there for families.
Yeah, and my sort of slogan is giving your business wings, but it's easily transferable to giving your family wings.
Sounds brilliant. Okay, thanks very much, Jenny.
Thanks, Lydia.
All the very best.
Bye.
Thank you a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
92.6 FM.
Just to give you one comment that was posted on our Facebook page this week, it was from Mother's Work, and the top tip is use a week to view diary as a place to write to-do lists for both professional and domestic tasks for the week ahead. Thank you very much. I think that's Jessica Chivers.
Yeah,
there,
I think the diary is very important, isn't it? Choosing the right diary.
That's exactly it. And on that note, we are delighted to have on the phone Sarah Sadler from Organised Mums. Sarah, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us on the
no
Parents
problem.
Show. So tell us a little bit about Organised Mums.
Well, I set the business up about 7 or 8 years ago now, just when I found that I found it nearly impossible, really, to keep track of the two young children I had, the house, all of the things to do with taxing the car, insuring the house, you know, the usual kind of paperwork, and just found that I was totally at sea. It was quite a hard time for me when the children were very young. And indeed, although the pressures have changed as the children have grown, the pressures are still there up to this day. So I still rely on the products that we make to this day.
So Sarah, tell us a little bit about all the exciting things you can offer us.
Well, we are the queens of stationery. So they're all stationery related. And the thing that I found I couldn't find was a large calendar with huge spaces for each day where I could plan everything that needed to be done, you know, from paying a bill to taxing a car to even remembering to turn up for my youngest's second lot of vaccinations was done purely on random chance, which is rather beautiful, and made me realise that I just didn't know what I was doing. So we have, basically, our range is about having large spaces for each day.
Sounds good.
You can write everything. You know, there's no picture of a pretty castle or whatever, or a puppy dog. There is a large space for each day.
I'm on your website now, and it's www.organised-mums.co.uk, and I can see the kind of selection of products that you do, that you did. Can you tell us just what differentiates yours from the Marks and Spencer's calendar or the calendar that you buy in the high street?
Well, what we've always tried to do is we've tried to make it a completely usable thing. So even down to the kind of paper we choose, has to be the kind of paper that can be written on in a variety of different pens. So you never get, you know, you get that smudgy paper where everything you write kind of smudges off.
Yes.
We have a horror of things like that. So it's totally practically based rather than being sold on its beauty. Now, we like to create lovely looking products, but first of all is the practicality, not the look of it. And probably a lot of products you can get elsewhere are products that are designed the other way round, you know, looks first, usability second, and we've just reversed those two priorities.
Sarah, would you agree that it's so important as a mum to have a fridge that holds magnetic anything? Because it's, you know, it's so important. The fridge is basically my office.
Yeah.
Would you agree, or is that just me?
Well, I personally, I would feel bereft if my fridge was covered or some other sort of clever feature. But a lot of our customers are now telling me that they have hidden fridges. But a lot of our products belong on the fridge, so then they have to find clever other hooks and different places to put them. I think as long as you have somewhere, whether it's a fridge or not, that is the centre where everybody looks for information, then you're all right. Whether that's the fridge or whether that's a piece of wall, it kind of doesn't matter. But a fridge is a very integral part of the home, so I guess it's often the first choice.
I'm just looking at your magnetic family organizer now as we speak, and I love the little icons that you can get that you can place on the calendar to whenever anything's coming up, like party,
yes,
birthday, whatever. And so obviously it's wipeable. So every That's week right. you write in for each person, and this is a really big part for me. You've written in meals. One column is meals. There's a column for each member of the family, and then there's a day of the week for each one, and obviously at the end of the week you wipe it and start for the next week. It looks really really practical and handy.
And also you need a box for, they don't all eat the same thing half the time, so that's another issue.
Well, they do in this house.
Well, it just depends, doesn't it, how far you kind of insist on that. If you don't eat what it gives you, you don't eat strategy. My mother is a great fan of that, and I try to insist on it, but sometimes I'm weak.
Roll out the fish fingers.
I think we're all a little bit weak sometimes, aren't we?
And Sarah, what would you say is what's your most popular product, but what's the one that you use the most at home?
Well, the one that we started with, which is the one that everybody who's been with me from the beginning always has on the wall, is our home planner, which is a large sort of, having two bits of A3 paper on the wall with huge spaces for each day of the month. So that's the product that we all love. The one that's become very popular is our Week to View Family Weekly Planner, which is columned for each member of the family. And that's just a Week to View. So it's slightly smaller on the wall, but still gives you big, big spaces.
Brilliant.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. And any top tip before we let you go, Sarah, about what you would recommend we all do?
Well, the one that I always say to people on the phone, sometimes we get customers who are very excited to find us and say, oh, I've solved all my organisational problems by finding you. And I always say to them, only if you use them. And only if you insist that other members of the family look at it too. So that's my big tip, is not to expect only one member of the family, be it male or female, to be the only person that tries to keep on top of organisation, but to actually share the responsibility around everyone.
That's a great tip. Right, great. Thanks a million, Sarah.
Thank you very much.
All the very best.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Community's Voice. We're Radio Verulam.
Welcome back to the Parents Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. Now, we're moving things a little bit more local now, and we're going to speak to Rowena, who's a local mum of three, and she's going to tell us how she uses her smartphone and what kind of tricks and tips she has to getting organised. Thank you so much for joining us, Rowena.
Hi.
So, tell me how you use your smartphone or you use technology.
I think I pretty much run our house from my phone, and I use it for keeping lists in one place instead of having scraps of paper flying around. I use it for doing the online shopping. I use it for meal planning. I use it for keeping track of party invites. Everything really that comes into the house goes onto my phone.
Fantastic. But how do you organise it? I mean, I have a smartphone as well, but I mean, I don't think I'm using it to half of its capacity.
I think finding the right calendar was the first thing for me, because the phone calendar just didn't work. I need a Week to View calendar that's got nice colours so I can see who's doing what on each day. Everybody in the family has a different colour. So if my husband's out, he's in blue. If my son needs to do something, he's in yellow. So I can see at a glance who's doing what on each day for the full week.
And which app are you using?
That's called WeekCal. Is the one that I use, and it allows you to do things like putting in a repeat appointment. So my son plays football every Sunday morning, so that's in for the rest of eternity until he stops doing that. So I always have the same day off from work, so I put that in my calendar just to remind me that I need to be at home and not heading into London. And you can put things like which bin needs to go out. So if it's the green bin week or the black bin week.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that.
That is a good one.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
You still got to actually remember to go and bring the bin round, but at least knowing which colour we're on helps.
But just remind husband to take bin out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or at least, well, I mean, usually it is kind of walk around the corner to see what everybody else has got out. Yeah. You know, that's our strategy. But yeah, of course, putting in the diary would be a little bit of a warmer solution.
Yeah, and things like when you get things through the door, say when the council deliver their recycling news, put any information in there about dates for bank holiday changes, into your phone, move the appointment in the phone so that you don't put your bin out on a Thursday when it's actually not being collected until Friday. Just but do it as it comes through the door.
And get it sorted.
Rowena, as you're saying this, I'm thinking, gosh, what happens if you lose your phone?
You have it all backed up, don't you?
No, don't how you? Do you back it up? I mean, that's another issue.
You plug it into the computer.
Oh, okay, okay. Sorry.
You're going to have to talk to your husband about that, Kathy.
Yeah. That is the danger, I think, that if you put your whole life onto your phone and don't back it up, you can lose a lot and then you're at sea. Mm. I mean, I do keep a paper copy of contacts and phone numbers just in case, because I have had it where you switch your contacts on and there's nothing there.
Okay.
But there's an app that backs it up.
There is a backup app.
Yeah, I found a really good one where I originally got it because my old phone allowed me to group my contacts. So if you wanted to send an email to all the people who might be able to help you with babysitting in one go, you can click on that group and send it to all those people. So that was my primary reason for getting it. But it does have a facility that allows you to back up your contacts, and you can email them to yourself as well. So if you lose them, you just restore it from the email.
Fantastic. Mm. That is a great tip. I haven't backed mine up in so long now. I'm getting better. Get back straight home and do it. So tell us other apps that you rate.
I really like simple apps that you can use easily, not ones that you have to spend days working out what they do. So my top one, I think, is Occasions, which keeps a list of birthday reminders. And if you've already got contacts, birthdays in your phone, it will pull all those birthdays into this app. You can add any app, any birthdays in there for other people, and you can set it to remind you 10 days before or however in advance you want it to be. And if you look at that at the start of the month, you can see all the birthdays you've got coming up for the month. Buy cards in bulk, don't buy them one per birthday, and then post them off week by week. And you don't have this kind of, oh no, it's Sota's birthday tomorrow and I've completely forgotten.
It sounds like our lives, Kathy, yeah?
Yeah, especially.
You look a bit shocked.
I am shocked. I think I'm thinking, if you're not sort of IT happy and literate, I think you've said these are easy apps, but do you have to have like an iPhone? Because I don't have an iPhone.
The apps that I use are on the iPhone.
Right.
I know some of them you can get on Android, but I don't know.
Okay, so that's something to look into, isn't it?
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Well, we'll post up all these apps on our Facebook page that you're mentioning, and then you can check yourselves. Maybe there's kind of similar ones for Android.
The one that I've found has been really useful for the family has been one called Meal Board, which does meal planning. And that allows you to, you have to spend a bit of time in the initial stages putting your recipes into it. But you can also import them from websites like the BBC Good Food website.
Brilliant, brilliant.
And you get to plan up to 2 weeks in advance. You put in what you're going to have for the week from your list. And then you click a button and it generates your shopping list.
Can we just have the app that just copies from this phone?
Well, you can if you've got other people that you know who use that app. You can get all the recipes. You can share them between yourselves.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic.
And it does make shopping so much easier. You can go through the list and say, well, I've already got that in stock. Forget that. I don't need that. But you can do your list in a minute.
I have to say, one of the brilliant things that you mentioned in the break there was what you do with birthday invitations and take a picture of them and then... You don't have to have them all over the fridge.
Yeah. I don't like paper stacked everywhere. I think you lose things, and if you lose that vital bit of paper, where's it gone? I usually just take a photograph of any invites as they come into the house, and then I can keep checking back where am I supposed to be, what time is it, all the details are there on your phone.
Can you attach a photo of an invite to a date in your diary? That's I'm just thinking now.
I don't know. I don't know whether there's a bit in the notes section that allows you to do that.
That'd be quite...
Yeah, it would be really handy, wouldn't it?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
But so the meal board is... So you can import from BBC Food. That's fantastic. Because I know when you've mentioned... I mean, we've talked about meal board before and I was kind of put off with the idea of having to put in all the recipes. But if you can import them from BBC, from other places, it makes it much more manageable. So it generates a two-week kind of...
It gives you a two-week calendar and you just drag things into the calendar to say that's what we're going to eat on these days. And it's the way you use it as well. It's things like knowing that your other half might be out for dinner and you're on your own, so you can choose something that you really like, or you can have categories of dishes that each child likes, and then if you're trying to find something for a Sunday evening meal that you don't want to be fighting over, go through the list and find ones that all three children like, and hopefully you'll have an easier dinner because of it. And I know this is a bit square, but I do things like if we're out for dinner, I have a category that says gift for dinner, so to remind me to include in my shopping whatever I'm taking to somebody's house.
Oh my God, that is that's on a level. Amazing.
Another app that I've found that has been really good is called Paperless, which is following the ethos of not having scraps of paper everywhere. And I use that for things like packing lists for when we're going on holiday. So I have everything that my son needs in one list, everything that my daughters need in another list, and I can either tick it off on screen or you can print them out and have a paper copy that you use as you're actually packing. So instead of each time we go away thinking, what do we need? Right, okay, write it all down, pull it all together. You just print them off, lay them out on the table, and everyone can help to put things together.
Let's face it, we're going to be using these lists when they're going to university. Yeah. So let's get with it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I was just thinking that when I was on holiday during the summer, I was thinking, I make the same mistakes every year of what I don't pack and what I do pack, and why don't I get on top of it? That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I mean, that came out of going somewhere for a weekend and forgetting to take my son's sleeping bag, the grow bag, and coming to do bedtime and realising that we didn't actually have anything to put him to bed in.
Yeah, never again. Never again. So we've had meal board, week cal. What was the other one?
Paperless for the lists.
Paperless for lists, yep.
Occasions for the birthdays. And then I think for a simple to-do list that replaces the handwritten list that you keep adding to, I quite like one called Priorities. And if you're using it on a smartphone, you can see from your home screen how many things are starred items. So it has a little badge in the corner that says three things. So you know that there are three things that are quite urgent to do.
Right.
And if you click into that each day, and I'm sure you can set it to do reminders to tell you, but I prefer to actually just go in and see what's on the list. And they're for things like phone calls that you need to make or places that you need to be, dropping things off, picking things up.
Rowena, what about the big one, shopping? Do you do that online?
I do.
Or you do?
Yeah, and I found it such a boon to have it on my phone when I was breastfeeding, because you're stuck on the sofa for hours on end and I could fill the fridge and get it all organised whilst I was stuck there, and I felt like I was still part of the family and part of the household instead of...
And part of the world.
Yeah.
All you have to do is open the door with one hand and the man will come in and leave it in the kitchen.
No, book it for a time when your husband's back from work.
Yeah, and that's come from a lady who's twin girls. I have to say it because it really puts it in a whole different perspective.
Yeah.
But and would you shop then for 2 weeks as well when you do shop?
Well, when I've done the meal planning, yeah, that goes in as part of it, and then whatever we usually get, all the snacks and things that are normally around for the kids to help themselves to. Yeah.
So you do in between kind of mini shops locally?
Not really. Yeah, for fruit and fresh things, but I usually do an online shop maybe every 10 days.
Fantastic. Have we got all your apps?
I think those are the key ones that I'd use. Yeah. I think it's about knowing where everyone needs to be and having the right things with them at the right time. So if you kind of see it as a hub where all the information is, you're not searching around to at least get the basic paperwork for where you need to be when.
Brilliant. Brilliant, brilliant. I could talk to you for hours about this.
So do I.
When we do the meal, the show all about planning meals, can we please beg you to come back and get into more detail about
that. I want to hear those recipes.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Rowena, thanks a million for joining us this evening on The Parent Show.
And congratulations on being so organised.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you very jealous, Kathy?
Yeah, I'm just in awe.
I know, I thought you might.
I'm feeling a bit inadequate.
Okay, we'll be talking in just a second to Alison Fox, who is one of the founders of Mum's Guide to Harpenden. Welcome back to The Parents Show on Radio Verulam 92.6 FM. Now, as we promised, we're about to talk to Alison Fox, who's one of the founders of the Mum's Guide to Harpenden. Alison, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Lydia. Sorry.
Thanks. Oh, don't worry, sure. We blend into one another. Yeah. Listen, we're a bit tight for time, so I'll just cut straight to the chase.
Okay.
Tell us how you foresee parents using the Mum's Guide to Harpenden to organise their children's extracurricular activities and their hobbies.
Well, when that was one of the reasons we really set the site up, was because as parents ourselves, we don't have a lot of time to be searching everywhere to find everything, and we wanted everything in one place. And that's really the key for parents, is that we have over 200 activities listed on our site for them to go and find exactly what suits their child. And one of the great things we have, which people have told us is really useful, is their advanced activity search. So when you want to find something, whether it's a drama class or a dance class or whatever, and you only have certain days you can do it and your child is a certain age, you can go to an advanced activity search and you can put in, I want a dance class, my child is 10 and I can do Monday evenings and Wednesday evenings, and you can let it go and it will come up and it will find the classes that we have in our system that meet that criteria. And for us, that was one of the really important things. It's all very well and good having all these classes listed, but you need to know when they are to be able to see which ones you can do. So that's one of the really, really great things. And it doesn't just work during term time. We also list all the holiday clubs, and so you can use the same facility to search all the holiday clubs that are going on in and around, not just in Harpenden, but also we cover St Albans as well, and sort your holidays out too. So
fantastic. That's excellent, Alison. And tell us, give us your top tip about being organised as a mum, and how you'd approach it.
For activities, I think my top tip for doing activities is actually not having everything, not doing too many for a start, and actually trying to, not having everything kind of, you know, every single night, but actually trying to work out so that you have some free time as well, because I think, you know, it's for you and for the kids, it all gets a bit mad. So it's, you know, it's really trying to be organised and make sure it's fair for everyone as well. You don't want one kid saying, well, you've got to do four things and I only do two. So, you know, just trying to work everything out. Look at where you can do lift shares with people. That's really, really important. You know, can I get two kids to one place and share with someone else so I don't have to go back and pick up? And that's, you know, that's kind of how I work my schedule.
Alison, I have to say, I think that would be a brilliant app if no one's invented it, or something for your website, because it's very difficult to just, people have created Facebook pages for different schools, but people would like to know, is anybody driving past, can anyone pick up my child if there's an emergency or you need someone to car share with on a particular day?
Yeah, I think, you know, networks within schools really, you know, are really kind of really useful for that, aren't they? But yeah, maybe there's an app in there somewhere. Help, can someone take my kid, please?
Yeah.
And I think I've been listening in tonight. It's a great show. And I think all the things, you know, that everyone's been suggesting, I think all these things working together really, you know, kind of help to organise your life. And hopefully Mum's Guide can help people with actually just trying to find the right activities that are on for their kid. Because, you know, you might have somebody who wants to do a dance class, and there might be some in there that you haven't heard about that actually are on at exactly the right time that you need it. So
yeah, brilliant. Well done for doing that.
Oh, that's all right.
And we'll flag up the website on our Facebook page this evening. Thanks a million, Alison.
Okay.
All the very best.
Bye.
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 Well, we're coming towards the end of our show now, and for this week. Next week, Kathy, have you got it off the top of your tongue?
No, I think I'll just thank tonight's guests first and procrastinate on that point.
Keep going.
I'd like to thank Jenny from PA Angel, Sarah Sadler from organisedmums.co.uk, Rowena, our fabulous local organised mum, and Alison Fox, who founded Mum's Guide to Harpenden.
That's great. And if there's any show you'd like us to do, we're just putting together our autumn schedule. We'd love some inspiration from you. We'd love to gear it around what your interests are and the questions you have. That's what we're there for. Drop us a line on Facebook or send us an email, parentsshow@radioverulam.com. So that's it for this evening. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. I'm Lydia L. Curry.
And I'm Cathy Weston. Have a good evening.
Neave Solicitors are proud to sponsor The Parent Show. The friendly team at Neave's includes specialists who can guide you through all the legal ups and downs of family life. Visit neavesolicitors.co.uk. Neave Solicitors, your complete legal solution.